Oh, you about to say
something? So, and like when you get in a relationship with a chick, do you think loyalty will come before her loving you? I'm just curious.
Well, yeah, she got to be loyal to you. I mean, she could love you and not be loyal.
That's a fact.
Yeah.
That's a fact.
She could love you and not be loyal.
That's a fact.
So I figure she got to be
loyal. I know a lot of married chicks that's getting dick down.
The Hottest Point Podcast.
Uh-huh.
Hey.
Y'all already know what time it is, baby.
Hottest Point Podcast.
What he said? Nigga, I'm back in this bitch, applying that pressure. I know them niggas gon' hate.
Them niggas not solid, they fake.
I hang out the window with Drake. I'm in love with the cake. I gotta get it.
Gun on me, nigga, you know that I'm with it. Trapping them
baby.
I'm smoking and I got the Zive. Your nigga, I'm fly, got your bitch on my dick. And I just play cool, not sweating no bitch.
I go by the code.
Them niggas gon' snitch.
Bitch, I'm the man.
You know the vibes.
Only bet. Bitches gon' hop in my ride.
Niggas is pussy, they know we outside. You said it was good,
but nigga, we lied.
Block on my side.
Breaking those niggas like somebody died. I'm in the trap. I'm wearing a bag, got them grounds in the scale. Watching for 12. Freedom room niggas is locked in the cell.
I remember them nights.
Yeah, what's up, man?
Let's go!
Nigga, I'm back in this bitch, applying that pressure. I'm on their ass. I know them niggas gon' hate. Them niggas not solid, they fake. I hang out the window with Drake.
Dump through the rest, I'm in love with the cake. I gotta get it.
Get it.
Gun on me, nigga, you know that I'm with it. Trapping them bells, I be serving the
Matic.
City.
Hey.
You don't wanna say different, you lying.
Get out your ass, you niggas not trying.
Quit all that bitch and complaining and crying.
I keep the gas, what you need, I'm supplying.
Keeping my rap, many niggas be lying. Them niggas not with it, they fresh out the porch.
Man, it's fantastic, I keep a torch. Run up them bands on the north.
Oh,
this shit ain't come overnight.
Yo, we going in on this shit.
I wasn't getting no money.
Yo,
them niggas, they changed, they are funny.
He is going in on this shit.
What's up, man? What's up?
Yo, this is too hard.
What's up, man?
It's too hard. Yo, this is crazy right now.
What's up?
It's up. Y'all ain't heard this shit yet. You better get on it. You feel me?
You gotta go get it. It's out now. It's everywhere. It's just crazy right now in the streets, man. We going crazy, man.
Yo, that's what's up, man. It's definitely hitting.
Yes, sir.
Like, I'm rocking with this joint.
I appreciate that.
Now, who produced that there, though?
Maserati.
This kid Maserati be coming with him. Y'all got some great chemistry going on, man. Like, this shit is dope. Like, for real. Like, I'm definitely digging it.
Maserati music, man, y'all. Y'all go check him out, man. You're on fire right now.
Yeah, man. Yeah. So, I know you're doing your solo project right now, but let's talk about a little bit, you know, collaboration. If you could choose, you know, one rapper to collaborate with and one producer to collaborate with, it doesn't matter if they're independent, you know, well-known, you know what I'm saying, commercial artists. Like, what would be that one rapper and one producer you think you would want to collab with?
Right now, I've been looking at that Wu-Tang, so I say RZA.
Wu-Tang.
I've been watching that.
Now, that came out the left. I ain't expect that.
Yeah, for real. I've been watching it.
And his production style is like different.
Yeah, I'll rock with the RZA. For sure. Me, RZA, and I don't know. It might be Ghost. It might be Raekwon. Or it might be Mel. I don't really know. I don't know. I really don't know. That'd be a tough one.
Some of the rap with too?
Yeah.
Like Raekwon?
Yeah, you in the
whole Wu-Tang camp for production and rapping.
Yeah.
Yo, Wu-Tang, like, that's the biggest salute right there.
Yeah, for sure.
So y'all need to holler at the man, like, yo, you inspired by their movement. What about it made you inspired?
Man, just everything, how they was going through stuff. And I was telling Fred, I got Fresh with me, Guap Boy Fresh,
mm-hmm.
he behind the camera. But I was telling him, I like, bro, that remind me of, like, me being a RZA and me trying to, you know, come to the bros. Like, hey, bro, nah, we got a studio. We doing this. We, you know, like, you know, we got Maserati with the beat. So it's just like, hey, man, like, just putting the machine together. I was very.
You like how they orchestrated everything.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah. Everybody got their own talent.
Yeah.
All of them weren't rappers. You know what I'm saying? Like, one did production. Well, all of them rap, but they all had different capabilities.
Lanes. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? And that's what made the group great. You know?
Right.
Because everybody understood their position and everybody knew what they were supposed to do. Like, I don't know if y'all was watching, but like when RZA was telling them, like, it's like a symphony, like a symphony.
Yeah, yeah,
you know,
yeah.
You just like everybody's voice is like different. Everybody, you know, because when they was in there recording, they was trying to figure out like, all right, who go next? Really, they know Ghost was supposed to go next, but Ghost ain't had his rhymes ready.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So that's why he let ODB go. Mm-hmm. You know, ODB, he blanked out, you know.
Right.
RIP to him, you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah,
but,
yeah.
But yeah, man, I just been just, that's been having me hooked.
That's
you know what I'm
up.
Saying? Like I had, you know, continue watching the second season because I had been watching it when it first dropped, you know, so I always been in tune with that right there. But that's mm-hmm. really what it been influencing me lately, though.
That Wu-Tang.
Yeah,
I haven't seen it yet, but you making me want to go check it out,
yeah,
though.
Yeah, that's heavy influence on me. Yeah, these past few weeks, just me watching and stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what's been, you know, influencing me.
Definitely got to check that out.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, it's hard, man, for real.
Hey, well, I'm going to be on it, man. I'm going to be on it.
Yeah.
Like, maybe you can, like, in the next one, they ought to be, you know, drop one of your tracks through the movie. You know what I'm saying? Because that's another lane, man. A lot of people don't seem like they really traveling through is making that music where it can be in movies.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like
a
soundtracks.
Yeah,
wasn't it?
Like a score, like a musical score.
Right, right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So I think I can hear a lot of that with your music as well. Like,
Word.
I can see, like, scenes.
Oh, yeah, that's hard.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah.
Especially with, you know, It's Up. Like yo, like you said, your time's up.
Yeah, for sure, man. So, hey, like, ain't no room, man. Ain't no room. Like, for real. Cause,
damn.
Yeah, yeah.
Hey, we out here working, man. Everybody
so, we talking about the Wu-Tang junk now. Yeah. I wanted to get on this top five artist thing that, you know, T.O. was mentioning before you got here.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Top
so,
five.
It's going to be five artists, right? You got to get rid of two of them forever.
All right.
You know what I'm saying? Everything they done erased.
Yeah.
All right. So, you got Rick Ross.
Mm-hmm.
You got Currency.
Mm-hmm.
You got Wiz Khalifa.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to throw Nipsey in there. And who else? Gucci Mane.
Two got to go forever.
Two of them got to go. Get rid of them.
You said Wiz, right?
I did say Wiz.
It's mm-hmm. my boy, but you gotta go.
That's
Wiz.
One.
Okay.
yo, that's T.O. boy right
yeah,
there. Like,
Wiz gotta go.
He love Wiz.
Yeah, I rock with Wiz too. That's my man. Hey, I rock with Wiz too. Hey, Cushion Orange Juice was a crazy
that
time.
That shit a classic.
Yeah.
It was a crazy time.
Yeah.
For real. I mean, salute to Wiz, you know?
Yeah, that's Wiz gone
yeah.
from history.
And
so,
then,
so who
and
else?
It's crazy though, because like, what I'm about to say, and it hurt me because that's my dog. Currency gotta go.
Wow. What?
Currency gotta go.
Yo. Now this part two is crazy because you was telling
go.
Us about
I know.
How you rock with
I
Currency
know, but,
hard.
Man. I know that's my man. Like Currency my man's. He my man's, but like you gotta think about it. He said Rick Ross.
Mm-hmm.
Rick Ross bars is stupid.
It is though.
It is.
It is.
Rick Ross bars are crazy.
A different type of artist.
Yeah, yeah.
Ross got them bars.
Right, mm-hmm. right. Who else you say? Rick Ross.
Who else you say? You said.
I said Rick Ross, Nipsey.
Mm-hmm.
Nip.
Who else did I say? Gucci. Guap.
Yeah.
Oh, Gucci.
Guap.
Oh, dang, my bad.
Guap.
Look, I thought you, man, look, that's easy. Look, I'm keeping Currency. We're going to erase that. This is what we doing. Because you said Gucci. Okay, Gucci, that's my dog too. But look, Gucci got to go. Gucci and Wiz can go, and I keep the rest. That's how we
dang.
Gonna do it. Yeah, that's how we gonna do
okay.
it. That's how we gonna do it.
So without no Gucci, will be a lot of artists not out here.
Yeah,
Gucci did birth a lot of these people.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? Like he was a pioneer. Like
he
don't get that credit a lot though, but he was like man, he had like a cult following. Like
for real,
and he didn't mind putting on youngsters and not trying to put them under contracts and for the rest of their life and you know what I'm saying, rape them.
Right, just like, bring them in and let them do their thing.
Yeah, yeah. So I respect them for that, but I definitely. So what was your reasoning behind Guwop? To get rid of him instead.
What, get rid of Wop?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Man, I'm just looking like
those others.
Yeah, just looking at the other people. Mm. Just looking at the other people.
Yeah, I mean, that's a strong lineup. That's a strong lineup. It ain't a right or wrong answer, but I get why you say that.
That's a strong lineup.
So Wiz
Ross gonna lead.
But you originally said Currency. I definitely didn't expect.
Yeah, man. Because I thought
he dropped the album. Listen, he dropped the album last night.
Oh yeah,
yesterday. You heard it yet?
Yeah.
What is it? Steel Stone on Ocean.
Yes.
I ain't heard it yet.
Steel Stone on Ocean
too.
Yeah.
That's what's up.
That Stone on Ocean. That first one was crazy.
The second one crazy too.
It was crazy.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, and he about to drop Pilot Talk 4.
Come on, man.
Yes, sir. He about to drop that Pilot Talk 4. He dropping that, I think, December 25th.
Now, as an artist, when you see other artists like just dropping like that, that inspire you to like, okay, I gotta stay in there because this man, he dropping like 5-6 tapes a year.
Yeah, you know Currency always consistent with it, man.
Yeah.
For real. That's my boy, man. I can't believe I cut that, man. Yo, it's
crazy, I think you didn't realize Guwop was in there.
Hey, Spitter, my fault, bro. You know what I'm saying? If you watching this, Spitter, you know you my dog, bro. You know what I'm saying? It's jet life.
Yeah, for sure, for sure. Next life. Yeah, well, you know, since we're talking about that, you know what I'm saying? You brung him back. Let's talk about loyalty a little bit. Since you done brung him back, we're going to talk about love, respect, and loyalty. You know, this is a segment of the show where you got to choose which one is the most important in this particular scenario.
All right.
You know what I'm saying? So, the first one, I'm going to go with which is most important with your old lady. Love, loyalty, or respect?
Your old lady.
Your old lady. Your bottom.
Well, you want your old lady. Chick. Well, you want your old lady to be loyal to you.
Mm-hmm.
You don't want to just be out here, you know.
Yeah.
Doing you dirty, running you over and stuff like that. So you always wanted to be loyal. I mean, you know, that love stuff is going to come. But, like, she loyal to you, she like, you know, like, yeah. You know, and then I figured, you know, the love and respect, that'll come later, you know? Like, I mean, I say,
interesting.
Yeah, I say, she got to.
Huh.
Oh, you about to say
something? So, and like, when you get in a relationship with a chick, do you think loyalty will come before her loving you? I'm just being curious.
Well, yeah, she got to be loyal to you. I mean, she could love you and not be loyal.
That's a fact.
Yeah.
That's a fact.
She could love you and not be loyal.
That's a fact.
So I figure she got.
I know a lot of married chicks that's getting dick down. You know what I'm saying? You know she love that nigga.
No loyalty,
right?
That's what I'm saying. That shit wild, dude. Hey, bro, where you come home, your leg in beat? Oh my god!
Yeah. I bet. So we got that one.
Yeah. Man.
So
next.
So the next scenario, but you already took loyalty out, so you can't use loyalty again.
Okay, for sure. All
right. So, love, loyalty, or respect for. Let's see. Like your day one, your best friend, your homie, your ace.
Yeah.
What's the most important? So you only got love and respect left, actually.
I say respect.
Okay. Why is that?
Because you got to respect. You know, you always got to have morals, you know. You got to have values and goals and stuff. So you got to have that respect.
Mm.
I feel like you got to have that respect about anyone or even yourself to really even love yourself. You know what I mean? So I would say respect.
Believe that. Respect.
Yeah.
Now, we all had homies that disappointed us.
For sure.
In life.
Yeah.
As part of living, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
What's something where you feel like you're the most disrespected by someone you respected?
What was the most disrespectful thing a homie did?
Yeah.
It's a hard one.
Yeah.
Tough. Yeah, bro.
You can be vulnerable here, man. This is a safe place.
I done got thrown up under the bus. Look, I got to take a look.
We ain't saying no names, but if you listen, best and believe, he's still watching, though. Mm-hmm. He watching.
Oh, yeah, I know he watching.
He watching. So we gonna get right into it. Like, the most disrespect, like, it just caught you off guard. Like, I can't believe this.
Yeah, man, I got thrown up under the bus.
Oh, okay, well, what you mean? You don't got to give us the exact scenario, but help us understand what you mean by that.
Man, that shit crazy, man.
Like with a...
It's hard to explain because it's like kind of fresh, but it's not.
Did he snitch on you with a chick or something? Or?
Something like that.
I figured that.
Some bullshit.
Was it a chick in common or just...
Just a little thought, bitch. A little thought.
You can't be switching up on the fellas for a thought.
Yeah, a little thought, bro.
Come on, man. Y'all supposed to switch them up and tag team and leave. You know what I'm saying?
I see a little thought, bro.
He done wifed up the thotty. I see you out there, nigga. You know what I'm saying?
Crazy, bro.
It's up.
It's a little, yeah. Oh, God.
It's up.
Swell. It's up.
I bet. So we got one more left.
All right, what's going on?
And we're going to, I know last time you told me you ain't had no kids, right?
Yeah, for sure. I ain't got no kids.
You still don't got none?
Nah, not right now. Not right now. I'm a happy son. Not right now. I've been trying to stay away, man. I've been working on, hey, look, it's up. I've been working on this project.
Right. You done said it's up.
Hey.
Shouting.
I've been working on this project and everything right, man.
What, a baby? A project?
Nah, not the baby project.
Okay.
Hey, that's funny.
Yeah, but so with the last one was right. With your children. Love, loyalty, and respect.
Love.
Yeah. Why you say that though?
You gotta love the kids, man.
Yeah.
You gotta love your babies, man.
Yeah.
You know?
For sure.
I mean, that's self-explanatory. I ain't even gotta go all deep into that or nothing.
Right. And the things with kids though, like, man, you would love the hell out of your kids. I'm fresh to having a baby or whatever, but
yeah.
Even your kids would do some shit to disrespect you.
Yeah, they will.
But you would still love the hell out of them.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, that's fresh, that. It'd be unconditional love, but man, they will disrespect your ass.
You'd be like, man.
Like, you'll feel like they're so ungrateful. Like, God, you know how much money I'm gonna spend on your little ass, and you just, you know how much sacrifice of time.
Right.
Right.
I've already done, and this is the thanks I get.
Right. That's how our parents used to be. That's how our parents used to be.
Yeah, exactly. I need the same thing to my mom.
You never understood until you get like on some age. You be like, oh, damn.
Right.
That's what they meant.
Yeah, that's exactly what they meant.
That's why they was hurt.
Right.
Disappointed.
That's a big one. Disappointment.
When you do something dumb.
Yeah. Oh, on that.
Yeah. So.
Let's go back again and another.
Shout out, Mom Dukes.
Shout out Mom Dukes. Yeah, let's bring this around and see if she remember this scenario. What's the most disappointing thing you done to your Mom Dukes?
Man.
That she done.
I think when I got caught smoking weed.
Word. Yeah, were you in the house? Her house?
Nah, I was there actually behind the house. I was smoking with the little Asian dude. You feel me?
How old was you at the time?
Shit, I was about, this was probably like middle school.
God, word.
So you like 12.
She was disappointed.
She disappointed. Ooh. Boy, I woke up, my TV was gone, all that shit, my boy. Like everything. Like, I don't even know how she got it. You feel me? I'm in there sleep. I wake up, all my shit gone, bro.
Dang. Like, wake up to a clean room.
And
like,
then like, see, like, we was like trying to smoke and shit. And then like, dude, he was like the little Asian dude.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he had it in a bag and he left it like by my like outside on the ground or whatever. So my mama, She had found it. So she put it in a little plastic bag and everything. And she came in. And I woke up. She was like, what is this? I was like, oh, shit. Like, you know what I'm saying? She was upset.
Oh, you confessed right there? Right there?
Yeah,
there.
Man.
You didn't lie? I would have lied to the end. I was like,
at least he honest, Mom Dukes. He told you the truth.
I told
you
the truth.
We would have lied.
I would have lied.
I was like, damn, I'm caught.
Yeah.
I got caught, man. Little Asian dude. Yeah. Stop fucking with him.
Yeah, I wish my son would tell the truth when he get caught. This dude would lie when you look right at him do something wrong. Like, yo, I saw you. I ain't do that. Dude, it's on camera.
I was just like, man, you got me. You know?
Yeah, mine as well. That's the best thing to do. Go ahead and get it over with, man.
Yeah,
like,
man.
You know what I'm saying?
Get your head get beat. Get your head knocked off.
Yeah.
You be straight.
Facts. Facts. Super facts.
You still smoke?
Yeah.
Yo, that TV didn't work.
You took that TV.
Still on it. It's up.
It's up. That's hey, the Ma, theme of today.
Hey, yo, that's crazy. I had stopped smoking though for a little minute though. I ain't gonna lie. Yeah, I did stop smoking though for a little minute. And then I relapsed.
Yeah, it's cool, man. It can happen to the best of us. Hey, man, it's legal in a lot of places now.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
You know, I know it'll be soon. Is it illegal in North Carolina yet?
I know them Cherokee folks up there in the mountains.
Uh-huh.
They passed something where it's going to be legal up there. They got to set it all up and stuff.
Word.
So, you know, I feel like the rest of the state is going to follow suit.
Mm. I mean, the Indians deserve it first, man. They the indigenous. You know what I'm saying? They had the trees first.
Right. I really did.
White people came over here, took their weed and their land. Like, Jesus Christ.
And they didn't want to put us in jail for it.
Right.
Right.
And then come take us from my homeland.
And y'all smoking.
Right. And like, it's a whole lot of white potheads out here, too, but they act like we the only ones that smoke. But yeah, that's crazy. That's crazy. That's what's up, man. What's the R&B artist you would want to work with?
R&B?
Yeah.
Shit. C Breezy,
who that?
Chris Brown.
The GOAT.
GOAT. C. So you would choose Brown over Usher?
I don't know. I grew up on
Usher. He got some bangers.
I grew up on Usher.
But it's still, that's Chris Brown.
Yeah, that's Chris Brown. You
know, do his
give me that?
I don't know, man. Like Usher, it's something about like Confessions. Like Brown ain't never made no album like that. He's like a single GOAT.
If we take it back old school, Usher, you gotta go back to My Way.
Yeah. That too. Yeah. Like that's like gonna last forever. I think I can name more songs that last forever with Usher than I can with Chris.
Chris Brown going crazy.
Can you really think of like some C Breezy songs off the top of your head right now? But you'll know them when you hear them, but can you really think of the name of them?
See, I don't be listening to R&B like that. Damn.
I mean, but still, like, even though you don't listen to R&B like that, I bet you can still name more Usher songs.
Probably can.
What do you think?
Grew up on Usher, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, we did grow up on him, but Breezy been out for a minute. Now, he is a GOAT.
Yeah.
Like, of this generation, ain't nobody touching Chris Brown in the R&B.
Right.
Like, I don't know what that little fella with the locks was talking about.
Who?
What's his name? Say he the GOAT? He the best?
Jacquees.
Yes.
Oh, my God.
Yes, I don't know what he was talking about. I'm like, you ain't got no catalog like that.
He to go to his neighborhood, wherever he's from.
Yeah, that might be what he's saying. Yeah. That might be what he means.
He's a GOAT wherever he's from.
Yeah, because he don't got nothing on Chris.
GOAT, nah.
Nah.
But I'm going to tell you who ain't got, I'm going to tell you who's the GOAT.
Who that?
R. Kelly.
You weren't scared to say that?
Nah.
R. Kelly got some shit.
R. Kelly is writing songs for Michael Jackson.
Facts. I can't argue with that. I don't mean no, like I'm not gonna try to be PC, but you can't try to front on his music. Dude was a genius.
R.
With
Kelly
the music.
Is a musical genius.
Yeah.
Minus all the BS he been going through.
Just
right
talking
now.
About music.
R. Kelly.
Yeah. Right. We gotta be able to separate the two, man.
Yeah. So
music is music.
R. Right. Kelly, bro.
You gotta be able to separate the two.
Yeah.
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 You can't take nothing away from him. I think they just took all his stuff off YouTube, too. I heard him saying something about they took snatch a bunch of his albums off a certain platform.
Dang.
I think it was YouTube.
But why would they do that, though? Like, I don't think he owned it. You know what I'm saying?
It's not right. And these dudes that were, like, them that white dude that was, like, raping chicks. You remember him? What's his name?
Who?
The white, old, ugly dude. That like, he was, like, a big-time producer, movie producer.
Weinstein.
Did they take all his movies off?
It's not.
Did they take all his movies off every platform there is? But here they go snatching everything down from R. Kelly. Why is there a difference?
Man, R. Kelly wrote songs for Michael Jackson.
Right.
That's big.
Nigga white.
Yeah.
That's big.
Man. It's got a lot to do with it. The complexion for the connections, you know what I mean?
It's crazy, man.
Wow.
Yeah.
So what you think about R. Kelly's conviction, man? Since we already here.
That's crazy, man.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
It is crazy.
I mean,
I didn't expect
man.
It.
I mean, if you, I don't know, man. I really don't really know. Like, you know, like, I mean, he knew what he did. I mean, at the end of the day, you know, at the end of the day, he's going to have to answer to the Lord.
Right.
That's the only person
at
this point in time. Because we could say, oh, he did this. You know what I'm saying? Like, who are we? This, you know what I mean?
Yeah, do we
like,
really know? I mean, we've seen one thing on the video thing.
Yeah.
But a lot of this stuff was allegations from years ago without proof as well. So,
Just like how they did Bill Cosby.
You know what I'm saying? He got off of a technicality. So that's how he got off. But Kelly, he done.
Yeah, it's over. He's been there for life.
He done.
I just wonder how long it's going to take him, like, prosecutor's team, because you know he ain't do that shit by himself.
That's what I'm saying. Like he had a lot of female accomplices as well.
Yeah,
just like Weinstein did. Like the secretary was sending them jokers up to the room, knowing what's happening.
Right,
right.
You know what I'm saying? Like for the meetings. Oh, we gonna do a meet and greet.
Right,
it's crazy.
You know what I'm saying?
On this casting couch, bitch.
Right. All that. So it's crazy out here. But yeah, you know it is what it is.
Wild, man.
It would be
do the crime. What is it?
Do the crime. Do the time.
Yeah.
It's up.
It's up. Oh, God. It's really up for him. God damn.
It's up. This your second time around. You know what I'm saying? You're coming in with the follow-up, the part two edition.
The part two.
And that's the, a lot of these niggas like to do things, but they don't follow up. You know what I'm saying?
For sure.
Like, the follow-up got to be there. This is like the business. So I can tell right now that Matt, he not only talk about it, but he be about it. You know what I'm saying? So dope. So I got to salute you on that.
For sure. Appreciate
you know,
that.
You follow up with some dope music. You said you had some hot shit coming out. I said, all right, let me hear that shit.
Yes, sir.
I heard this up. I was like, all right, this nigga ain't good. He real with it.
I text your phone. I said, it's up.
Yeah.
Hey, for real. I was like, hey, man, it's up. I've been texting everybody. It's up. It's up.
For real.
I got everybody saying it. I'm like, man, look, it's just time to apply that pressure, man. I'm back.
Yes, sir.
You know, it's a whole different interview. My first one, it was awesome. We did.
Yeah, for sure.
If y'all ain't seen that, y'all go check that out. Mm-hmm. It's on YouTube. It's out now. You know what I'm saying? At the highest point.
Yeah, man.
It's on the page. And we just doing numbers, man.
Yeah,
doing
numbers. That. Yeah, definitely doing numbers.
For sure.
Definitely doing numbers. And speaking of doing numbers, like, how long had the single been out?
The single been out maybe like 3 weeks now.
Dope.
Probably about 3 weeks now, yeah.
Yeah, that's fresh. That's brand new.
And people can get it on all platforms.
Yes,
right?
sir. All platforms. Spotify, Apple Music, Deezer, iHeartRadio.
Oh, yeah.
YouTube, for sure.
You got a video for it?
Yeah.
Oh, you working on
the
video?
It's on the way. It's on the way. Actually, $3 visuals. He gonna shoot that.
Okay.
You know, that's my boy Three. Guap boy Three. $3 visuals. He going crazy right now in the streets. So we dropped a promo, like a little teaser. I did the whole video. I'm gonna drop that video soon.
Okay.
But I just wanted them, you know, to get a good visual out there and everything. But it's up though.
Yeah.
The video for that is gonna be, that's gonna be legendary right there. So I'm just trying to just properly plan that one.
Absolutely.
So that's gonna be a banger for me.
Yeah, and that, I mean, the track is hard, you know what I'm saying? It got an upbeat to it, make you bounce. Like, what does It's Up mean? What is that about?
It's up. Like, it's just, everything is up, man. Like, it's no more games. The time is up. It's time to put everything in motion, energy, everything that you're doing. It's just up. It's no more holding back. That's what It's Up means.
Right.
Because I remember last time you asked me when I came on the podcast, you were asking about that. Mm-hmm. And I was just like, I just named it It's Up. But I've really found out the definition.
Right.
And it's up. It's
literally.
Up. Yeah, literally. For sure.
That's what's up, man. I love to hear it.
For sure, man.
Love to hear it. So we got that going on. Now, do you got an album coming up after this?
Yeah, man. OG Matic 2. That's on the way. That's going to be a solo project.
Mm.
I'm going to do that one solo. Just because I never had a solo project with just me. You know,
okay.
So I want to give them, you know, just everything. Just different styles, different flows. Just, you know, everything. Bars going crazy. Like, beats going crazy. Maserati on there just dropping bangers back to back. And so
you got a set date for it?
Not right now.
Around about time you want to put it out?
I don't know. Maybe they might get it for Christmas. I don't know. It might be a Christmas
first quarter, gift. Man. Fourth quarter. Because either way, it'll still blend.
Yeah, I might wrap it up, put a little bow on it for Christmas for y'all.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that'd be hard.
It'd be from me to you, you know?
Something hard.
With a few visuals on there, you know? Mm-hmm. Got the whole gang with me. We just going crazy.
That's what's up, man. I'm definitely looking forward to it.
Yeah, for sure.
Now, is it the rest of the singles, the tracks, you think it's going to be kind of in this lane? Because this one right here is like, it's kind of live. Like, what you think about your next follow-up to this particular single?
Man, I've been letting a few people hear, you know, the unreleased tracks. I've been in the studio working and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
They just have been telling me, like, it just all of them sound like singles. No, that's not bragging or nothing either. Like, I really like,
it's just
you know,
what it is.
Yeah, that's just what it is. You know, like, I got different people, you know, and, you know.
Right.
The people that have heard it, you know, they're going to keep it hot with me. They're going to be honest with me. Like, hey, look, Mirror, like, you know, you need to do this over or, you know. So, but other than that, though, the ones that they done heard, it's just been all like, they've been like, yo, you could, all these could pass as singles, so.
Oh, dope. Sound like this album going to be fire right now.
Yeah, for sure.
Like,
man.
if all of them OG sound Matic like singles, too. for real, OG Matic 2.
OG Matic 2.
So, like, how do you determine who you let hear your shit? I know you don't just let anybody listen
to it.
Nah,
I don't let nobody just hear it, you know? It just got to be, like, them people, like, that I really feel like had the best interest for me, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. They got the ear.
Yeah.
They got the music, ear. You know, that's real important.
Yeah, they got the ear for it, you know?
Right.
Like, I just don't want to let, you know, just anybody, because, you know, niggas be hating on the love. Might
but
be
sometimes
hard.
you got to bring in the outside ear.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, you're right. Just, I don't want no yes man neither, though. You know
right.
Bro, that's saying, hard. But sometimes that outside person can give you something different that nobody can see.
Yeah,
you
right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
True. Right.
So. See if some kids a bop to it, like you drop it. you like see if some youngsters will actually bop to it, you know you own something too.
Yeah, you right. You're right about that, though,
bro. Kids will tell you if your stuff is trash.
For sure.
Like, I want to hear that shit.
Yeah, they most definitely will. Hey, they definitely will.
And old people. Kids and old people. Yo, if you can make your mama rock, you own to something.
Yeah, I know, right? For real, I told my mama, I was like, you go ahead and put that in the car. She said, I will not. I'm sorry, man. She won't hear all that cussing and stuff.
Oh, well, yeah, of course.
You
of course.
Know,
of course.
I understand that.
Yeah, you got to give her the edited version.
Yeah,
man.
I know. I'm going to have to leave this shit out. I know, right? Put some little drops on there for
her.
Hey, that's funny. Yeah, that's a good idea, though. I might do that, though, for her.
Yeah, definitely. Really definitely. Yeah, definitely. Sure. So that's what's up. So we got, you know, the new single. No, it's up. We know you're coming with OG Matic, too.
Yes, sir.
You know, so how can people come support you the most? Or how can they find the new things that's dropping to stay in tune with you?
So new things, like, you most definitely follow me on Instagram.
Mm-hmm.
The Instagram is, I actually got two pages. So I got, what is it? I got, hold on, let me, my new page. I'm going to let y'all know. Y'all
got
to follow
me. Oh, you already got a new page.
Yeah, I got a new page, man.
Got to have a backup.
Yeah, you got to have that page.
Yeah,
man.
You better, because my junk done been hacked before. So you got to have backup these days.
So my new page is underscore OG Matic.
Mm-hmm.
And my other page, my primary page, is underscore Guap Boy Matic, and that's GWOPBOYMATIC. And then the other one again is underscore OGMATIC. It's all together.
All right, dope, yep. Dope.
Gotcha.
So we talking about you know, what's next? We know your album coming up next.
Yeah, next, man, for the album. We working on OG Matic 2, like I said.
Mm-hmm.
Me and Maserati. Mm-hmm. I'm working on another project, too. I'm going to just let y'all know that. But I ain't going to give you no names or nothing like that. But, you know, we just got to keep it moving.
Got to.
Most definitely got to keep it moving.
Strike while it's hot, man. Yeah. Like, you're moving out here.
Yeah,
still moving out here. The people waiting and watching. So, for real.
Right. Shoot more videos and get everything out. I've just been focusing on the music, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
Focusing on the music, trying to get the product out, because I mean, if you don't have no music and you don't have nothing out, I mean, you can't do nothing.
Right.
So that's why I've been trying to just focus on the songs and stuff. And you know, I actually got a studio session tonight. You know, Guap Boy Fresh, he gonna be recording tonight, man. He working on some things, some new songs, and some new projects what he got going on. So like I said, the whole team just working, man. I'm just focusing on getting this music out, putting the music out, making sure it sound good. And like I said, we got the videos and stuff rolling, so it's a lot more to come, you know. So when that gets coming, then we'll start focusing on apparel, merch, and all that stuff like that. So
yeah, everything will fall in line, man.
Yeah, most definitely.
It's important to like focus on your one step at a time.
Yeah,
you know, one step at a time. You can't put the cart before the horse, the carriage before the horse. You know what I'm saying? It's real important.
Right.
Yeah. So that's dope. I see you got your mind in the right place. You know what I'm saying? He got his business in order. You know, in other words. It's up. For real. They ain't gonna forget that name by the time.
It's up. I'm telling you. They gonna be like, let me go click on this.
For real. And the link to, you know, the track is right in the comments. So you guys make sure below. You go down and look at it. You know what I'm saying? Listen to the track. Add it to your favorite. Save it. You know what I'm saying? Whatever. Share it. Everything.
Right.
You know
always what I'm saying? Like, subscribe.
Yeah.
For the YouTube algorithm. Appreciate y'all.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, definitely do that for the show as well.
Yeah. Yeah.
Support Matic, support the show, because when it comes down to it, man, if you're supporting him, you're supporting us. If you're supporting us, you're supporting him.
Exactly.
This is a whole team movement right here, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
And we only support the dope ones, you know what I'm saying? Hey, look, man, if you ain't dope, don't ask to come on this show, period.
Nah, you can't come on this show.
We're going to tell you if it's garbage.
That's what we're saying right now.
Now we're going to tell you if it's garbage. We're not going to try to, you know what I'm saying, hurt your feelings too much.
Nah, I mean, it don't matter.
But if it's garbage, if it's garbage.
We'll tell them it's garbage.
You know what I'm saying? We'll tell you if it's whack.
Yeah.
But we're not going to tell you to quit.
Yeah, nah.
You know what I'm saying?
Hey, people used to tell me my shit was whack.
You got to start from somewhere.
Yeah.
Like, that's what, and every time, if someone's about to say you whack, it ain't always hating. Your shit might be whack, bro.
Yeah, for real.
You know what I'm saying? 10 people told you it's whack and you let 11 people hear it. That's pretty.
Yeah, man. You just need to hold the camera. Hold the camera. Start your podcast or something. Or
that too.
Whatever.
Go back to the drawing board. Yeah. It's all good.
Just work on your craft.
You're good at something.
Yeah.
You're good at something.
If that's what you really want to do.
Yeah.
You can get better.
Yeah.
Believe that. And I'll invite you back to prove that you got better.
Right. Put you on the show and everything.
Yeah. So that's what's up, man.
That's what it is.
Yeah, man. I'm glad you came through again, man. Like, I'm excited for what you got going on. I'm excited for what's coming next.
Most definitely, man. You know I'm always keep your eye in the loop, man.
For sure. We can be on the lookout.
Yeah, most definitely.
Yes, sir. The Highest Point Podcast, man. Until the next time, you guys hold it down. Don't let it hold you.
Peace.
Peace.
The Highest Point Podcast. I know them niggas gon' hate. Them niggas not solid, they fake. I hang out the window with Drake. Dump through the racks, I'm in love with the cake. I gotta get it. Gun on me, nigga, you know that I'm with it. Trapping them bells, I be serving the city.